left. Cave is back. Track, wall. This ball is off the top. No, it's gone. It's a home run. Stopping at second is Fry. Now he's told, keep going, young man. We are tied at four. And Philly will challenge this call. A towering drive to left. There was no signal for a while from any of the umpires. Fry stopped at second. And then finally the signal was made. And it's a game-tying home run by David Fry. And Craig Kimbrell has his first blown save of the year.
Well, that took us to the 10th, but ending up losing yesterday's the final game of the weekend against the Phillies. But we had some fun over the weekend with a lot of crowd at Progressive Field and some excitement on the diamond. Here to talk about Guardians baseball this morning, Bob DiBiasio. It's brought to you by your Northridge Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Bob, how about those crowds that have been coming out here at Progressive Field? It makes for a really fun atmosphere at the ballpark, for sure.
Oh, it does. Good morning, boys. And over 100,000 this weekend at Progressive Field to see the Guardians battle the Philadelphia Phillies, one of the top teams in the National League and the defending National League champions. We've been pretty fortunate this year with the new schedule format to have like the St. Louis Cardinals and the Phillies, and I believe the Milwaukee Brewers were an interesting weekend opponent. With the new schedule format, we don't play within our division as often as we did in the past, so we're playing every team in baseball, either at home or on the road, and I think that plays a factor into the increased attendance. Of course, the fact that we had a 92-win season, won our division, played two rounds of baseball in October, you always see a bump in attendance the following year after a good year, of course. That's a firm grasp of the obvious. Some ticket pricing affordability plans we put in place have been really well received. And then the added value with all the promotions that we do. Number of factors play into it, but wonderful, beautiful weather weekend, great atmosphere. You know, it's weird. You win the first two, you get greedy, you want to sweep against a really good team, and you lose the third one, and it's a little bit of a bummer, but you have to remember, hey, you just took two out of three against a very good baseball team.
Very good, except for sometimes. When...
Now the 2-1 pitch to Hosey. He swings and skies one. Wow. Way up there in shallow center. Everybody's there. It drops! And around third, coming home, Rosario. Guardians lead 1-0. On a gift RBI single in shallow right center that three different Phillies could have caught. Marsh, Castellanos, and Stott were all there. And they all looked at each other, and it found grass. And Amed Rosario scores from first on a ball that could have been caught by three people in shallow right center. Hosey will never get a bigger gift than that one as far as driving in a run.
Sure, but it's all Ahmed and his legs and his way of base running, and even Terry Francona said afterwards, that's just the stuff that he's been doing all season for us.
No, no question. You would hope to think that anybody on our roster would have scored from first on that play, but very fortunate that it was Amed Rosario on the base paths, as he's the most aggressive base runner we have. He has been since the day he joined us. Always plays all out, all the time. That game Saturday night was a pitcher's duel. Mr. Wheeler for the Phillies, one of the top pitchers in the National League and all of Major League Baseball. Tanner Bibee matched him pitch to pitch. And something real fun about this kid is we see him grow and develop. you know, hitting the radar gun about 97 in the seventh inning. He just seems to be able to rear back and have the ability to get to a different level late in a game when he's nearing 100 pitches thrown. Really, against a really good offense that Philly has, a really good performance. And in fact, our starting rotation in the 10 games following the All-Star break, you know, we've, for the most part, I think 9 out of 10, if I have my stats right, you know, starting rotation's only given up, has given up 2 runs or fewer in 9 of the 10 starts. So it's starting to round into form with a whole lot of youngsters being a part of that rotation. So the way we're going, you know, Minnesota took care of the Chicago White Sox and swept them at home. So we dipped to 3 back in the division standings. We've got our work cut out for us in that regard. We still have, I think, 6 against the Twins head-to-head. This homestand continues with Kansas City tonight, tomorrow night, Wednesday afternoon. Then we go to Chicago for 4 and Houston for 3 and then come home to the White Sox and the Toronto Blue Jays for 4. We're in a situation where we just have to continue to try to play consistent baseball and win series, and we did so this weekend.
Yeah, and we got to figure out how to rearrange the bullpen when we have these bullpen games.
Yeah.
And your bullpen is actually, because of the younger starters, doesn't always go that too deep into the game. We got to keep mindful of that. There's just, a lot of tired arms perhaps out there, but I guess the front office is maybe looking into things because we got still a possibility of what we need to do with that. But if you told people last year, hey, by the way, Mackenzie Bieber and Quantrill won't be your starting lineup of your pitchers at this point of the year, you'd think, what are we doing? But we somehow seem to be putting things together and have the next man up mentality, and it's another one. And again, Allen on the mound tonight for the Guardians. They take on the Royals. Look forward to that. Bob, we appreciate your time, and we'll speak again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great week.
You too.
Go Guardians.